Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday, July the 29th, 2026. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Last Wednesday in the month of July, we're on our way to August. And we're going to continue our Ohio State Fair ticket giveaway today. Now, yesterday, we gave away tickets to Styx with special guest Don Felder, who I was told is an Eagles guitarist from the band The Eagles. We do have a few of those tickets left, so if anybody's interested, just call me. You don't have to answer any trivia questions correctly. If you'd like some tickets to Styx with special guest Don Felder, now that's tonight at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m., July 29th. Just give me a call, 740-383-9944. Now, today, though, later on in the program, we'll be giving away tickets to tomorrow night's concert, July the 30th, Be Like Blippi Tour. Now, this is Kids Night, 6:30 p.m., Be Like Blippi at the Celeste Center. Now, my understanding is Blippi is a big, big hit amongst kids. I think started out on the internet, maybe YouTube. Maybe is still there. I'm not really sure. But this Blippi is a big deal, and he's out on tour now, and we'll be giving away tickets at some point this morning to Be Like Blippi before 10 a.m., and that's 6:30 tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. So, you know, this is all a little confusing, but we'll get there eventually. The 31st at the Ohio State Fair, the SOS Band and the Daz Band. August 1st, Allison Krauss and Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas. August 2nd, Sammy Kershaw. August 3rd for King and Country. And I was told yesterday that is a gospel country group. August the 4th is Nelly. August the 5th is Weird Al Yankovic with Puddles Pity Party. I think that'll be very popular. August the 7th is Bailey Zimmerman and Lauren Watkins. Now, I don't know who they are yet. And August the 8th is Blues Traveler and Gin Blossoms with special guest Spin. Now, that would be the concert that I would want to see. I like Blues Traveler and Gin Blossoms. They're great. I've seen them two times now, I think, and they never disappoint. And it seems like a lot of people don't know of the Gin Blossoms, but if you play them a song, they know the songs, because they play on Muzak at stores, and they've played a lot of places for a long time now. So that's the rundown. We'll be giving away Be Like Blippi tickets later on this morning. But again, if you do want any tickets to Styx with special guest Don Felder tonight at the Ohio State Fair, just give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Just feel free to weigh in. Well, this week the conversation has seemingly revolved around what's been going on down at City Hall. And of course, there's been a lot as of late. The flock camera conversation will continue next Monday night. Now, Ralph Smith says he will have a panel there next Monday night. So that should be interesting, 6:30, second floor of City Hall. We are in fiscal emergency here in the city, and on Monday, the mayor had his appointee to the fiscal board appointed, Kevin Hall. Now, this seems to have been greeted with mixed emotions. Some people really liked it, some people really didn't. And it's one of those things where I think it's a board of seven. The mayor did get to choose one person to be on that board, and I think that person was Kevin Hall. And, you know, nobody seemed to disagree with that on Monday. None of the city council members. And it seemed as if they knew who he was. The law director did not seem to disagree with it. So there you have it, Kevin Hall. And also, some names are going to be sent down to the governor's office. I don't know if they've been sent yet or not for the governor's appointment. One of those being Bob Haas, who I believe is out at Marion Tech or OSU. He's out at one of the colleges out there. And I guess the mayor wanted to send three names down, and he was still compiling names as of Monday night. Now, Teresa Lubke has also expressed her interest in being on this board, as well as Jason Schauber. Now, Joanne Kasotis from the auditor's office will pick somebody, so I guess that will be the other local pick, and the governor will pick somebody local, so there'll be a local pick there. And then you've got other people on that board from the state who will oversee what's going on. And we'll see how that all shakes out as time goes along. Does anybody have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any feelings one way or another about Kevin Hall? We had some opinions yesterday, but, you know, he was confirmed by city council, so I guess that's the way it goes, as they say. Now, I received something interesting yesterday, and I'm not going to go too deep into this, but obviously we've had a lot of conversations on this program about flock cameras. And what's interesting to me is there are administration reports put out every year. And I was looking at one of the administration reports, I believe it was from last year, 2025, and they talk about the license plate readers, the flock system. And what's interesting to me is in their own administrative reports, they talk about what they use these cameras for. And it's also pointed out in the administrative report that misuse of the ALPR system may lead to department, civil, and or criminal penalties. The access policy, there is a policy. All system access requires a valid reason. All permitted access must be for legitimate law enforcement purposes only, such as when the data relates to a specific criminal investigation or department-related civil or administrative action. And there is a hot list policy, by the way. This has come up at city council meetings. Hot list hits are required to be verified by someone prior to action. So, you know, here's some information in regard to flock cameras that I don't think we've heard a lot. Some policies that are in place. These perimeters, along with the agencies that the LPR data is shared with, can be found at transparency.flocksafety.com/Marion-County-Ohio-SO. The LPR policy is posted on the police department website, and no new locations were added in 2025. All officers receive training prior to the use of the LPRs. So that is the flock policy that is in the administrative report in regard to Marion. So there are some policies in place. And if these cameras were being used outside of the purview of the policy, it seems as if the people doing that could possibly receive criminal or civil charges. So there are consequences as well if somebody were to do that. So I just thought that was interesting. And that's from the administrative report. That has not been brought up a lot in any of these meetings, that there are policies in place. Now, again, I'm not defending the flock cameras. I just think we need to know all the information and exactly where we are with these. Now, does anybody have anything to say in regard to that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And as I was saying on a Facebook Live on Saturday night, we live in a society that is, I think, more suspicious than we've ever been before. People do want doorbell cameras. People do want cell phones with cameras. And the ability to take video. People, you know, you're on the internet. You're able to be tracked there. Your phone's able to be pinged. And I do understand the argument that that's not being run by law enforcement. I understand that. But I also understand that if law enforcement would want that information, more than likely they could get access to it, much like the Flock system, which also has policies in place. Now, different policies, but they are policies nonetheless. And as somebody brought up the other day, I think on Monday, you know, your doorbell camera is controlled by a third party as well. How do you know that information is not being sent somewhere? How do you know the information on your phone is not being sent somewhere? What if the third party that controls your doorbell camera would hand that over to the police department or law enforcement anywhere in the country? Apparently, there are cases of that happening. You know, I just don't know. For as suspicious as we are that we want to check out people on the internet, we want to do researches on social media, we want to have our own cameras, we don't want the law enforcement to have cameras. 740-383-9944. Go ahead,
Colin. Love your Flocked Up Marion.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what's interesting about this whole Flock situation, then I'll let you talk here, is since this became an issue, I think it's because we're talking about it, the Marion Star's talking about it, people are talking about it on social media, I have run into so many people who bring it up in the public, but they don't exactly have it right. A lot of people think the cameras were just installed. They weren't. They've been here for years. A lot of people feel that they are doing things that there is no proof that they're doing. So a lot of people are really amped up, but yet they don't have the information correct. I mean, it's okay to be amped up, but the fact to think that they were just installed, well, that's just not true.
So?
Well, I think if you're going on the assumption that they were just installed, you probably would be angry because that would seem a little nefarious to you. Why do we need these with all the stuff that's going on locally?
The big question, what has government ever done that it didn't flock up? The government, all these years, all these decades, has proven it can't be trusted. So let individuals exercise their freedom to put their own doorbell cameras on, their cameras on their homes, etc. But government should keep its paws off. Government should be limited. Government has become too obese.
Well, no, I think people should be allowed to have whatever they want. I think people may not understand that the doorbell cameras are controlled by a third party. Who could give
depends
that...
Depends on whose product you have.
Okay. I don't know. But what are we so suspicious of now that we were not suspicious of 20 years ago before we had these items? I mean, isn't the doorbell camera too...
The government is becoming too damned intrusive.
Okay, but again, my question is, isn't the doorbell camera to surveil your property so crime is not happening?
It's to protect you and also give you a credit on your insurance premiums. To illustrate, to a corporate entity that provides insurance that you are exercising extreme due diligence to protect your property.
Now, couldn't the police use that same argument with the flock cameras? That we are trying to ensure the safety of the city, and that's why we want these things?
Well, you know, when they start paying my insurance premiums, sure, I welcome them.
Well, but don't we pay taxes for the police department, and aren't we at a point now where we're down police officers?
Gee whiz, don't we pay taxes to support the police department? Yes, and didn't the police department a few years ago have some knucklehead crash a cruiser and destroy an emergency vehicle? And didn't that cost the taxpayers? Didn't that make us have a claim on the city's insurance, which the premiums came from tax dollars?
Well, I'm sure that's true, but I think that problem person was probably disciplined. I don't...
What's that got to do with the whole concept of the fact that, don't you want the police to do this? There's too much government. The police need to work a little easier on them, well, work more on themselves. They're too lazy. They're too lazy with automation.
I don't know how the police, I don't know how much more the police or how much less the police work now than they used to. I don't know.
Well, all you have to do is take a look at the automation. What happened to the beat cop that walked the streets? We used to have cops on bicycles. They don't ride bicycles, which would be a very good thing for the community. They could have more of a presence. And a cop might say, well, gee whiz, what if somebody's racing away after they killed somebody? I can't chase them on my bicycle. That's why you have a radio. You know, there needs to be more of a presence. We need a good public relations officer and a good leader for the police department.
Well, you know, I think one of the problems here is that people want to feel safe. People want to feel that their police department is doing the job that needs to be done. But, you know, I'm not sure what is good technology and what is bad technology. Now, one of the conversations brought up with this flock conversation is...
It's just, you know, what is good technology and bad technology? You know what the answer to that is?
What's that?
It depends on the individual wielding that technology.
Well, right.
You know, I love it. All of these pablum puking liberals. Oh, there's so much gun violence. Oh, my God, there's so much gun violence. We need to get rid of gun violence. No, the gun is an inanimate object. You need to get rid of the sick mental midgets that don't know how to think clearly and who have no moral compass. That's what you need to address, not the tools. You could get rid of all the guns in the world. What was it? What did they have before guns? They had knives and swords and bows and arrows.
Well, you know what's interesting about that argument that I've never really understood? Of course, people have to use whatever item of harm they want to use for it to be effective. But nobody would let you carry a knife into school for what could happen. Nobody would let you carry a gun into school for what could happen. Of course, it's the people that use them, but if you take away the option, that's what you're taking away. If you can't have a gun in the school, how can you shoot somebody?
Easily, you break the rules.
Right, but that's the point. I mean, you're going to have to break the rule, or you're going to have to go through the metal detector. And if you fail the metal detector, we're going to wand you. I mean, you can't even get in and out of the hospital now without a metal detector. Now, I don't think the hospital is scared of a gun sitting at their metal detector desk, but I think they're scared of somebody walking through the hospital with a gun and what they could do with it.
Do you remember when you could go into Marion General Hospital and not see a security guard?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think there was a problem. I think people went in there and things were happening. I mean, when people's health is at risk, people get very high-tempered.
So anyways, what the flock are we going to do?
Well, it doesn't seem to me as if there's enough votes to get rid of the flock camera. There'll probably be some kind of legislation put in place. But I thought it was interesting that there are already some policies in the administrative report from the police department that are in place. And I thought people should know about that.
There's so many ordinances that we have. These people just they think they're obligated every time they sit down to a committee meeting or full council, oh, we got to pass legislation, more legislation. Without researching, looking to see what is already existing and amending the existing legislation. They keep piling things on top of things, and they've made one big, ugly mess. So, you know, have you seen the concentration of those flock cameras in Marion?
Well, you know, it depends on who you talk to, on how many we have.
No, I'm asking you, have you
seen them? Have I seen them? Yes, I've seen them around.
There's a map. There's a map of them.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Go to Flock. Go to a company, Flock Company, and you'll see where they're positioned in Marion. There are certain areas that don't have flock cameras. There are certain areas that have quite a concentration. Now, that's targeting certain areas, neighborhoods. That information, that must be a crime area. We're going to keep an eye on that. Well, where does that information go? Could that go to, an insurance company to see that this neighborhood, they're a high crime rate. Well, hey, going to have to increase their premiums. No, Marion, I see flock cameras for the entrance and exits of Marion. That's all we need. The crime's being committed. It's either going to catch somebody coming or going.
Well, has anybody ever asked the chief of police who was here when they were installed why there are so many or why there might be so many in a certain neighborhood?
Well, I think it's kind of, oh, gee, I can't imagine why.
Well, he put
Come on, Scott, you know.
But I think we should hear his answer.
Well, I think it's a foregone conclusion. Go ahead, ask him at the next meeting they have. You're the media, man. Ask questions.
But it's interesting to me that the citizens, for 90 minutes of conversation we had last Monday with this, and the conversations that we've continued to have on this show, and the points that people bring up, and I'm not saying they're not valid points, but the police chief is there most Mondays, and nobody asks him about these things.
Well, you know, some people are they've asked the chief many, many times, and they get the same kind of goofy answer, and they figure out, what the hell, I won't get a straight answer from him anyway.
Well, I'd like to hear his answer on why we have so many of them.
Well, you're a pundit for the community. You are a reporter. You are you are the media. Ask that question on behalf of the citizens of Marion.
But if people are so concerned, why wouldn't they ask it? I mean, I can ask it, that's fine. But
ask it. Why don't the majority of Marion people vote every opportunity they get to vote? It's apathy.
Well, yeah, but
They're tired of this SOS.
Yeah, but I don't think
SOS. period. Huh?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't think we can get into why people don't vote, but I certainly think...
Yes, it's SOS. Same old shit.
Well, okay, if that's how people feel, but I guess my point is we can get to the bottom of why flock cameras were placed in a certain place, because the people who did it are sitting right there.
You don't get that question asked because people are tired of the SOS. So it's incumbent upon the media or somebody in the media to stand up and say, Chief of Police, why are there concentrations of flock cameras here but not there? How many are in Chateau Ridge? How many are over on Silver Street? You know?
I mean, I don't know. I have no problem asking him, but again, I at 90 minutes of people feeling compelled to speak about this, I don't know why they wouldn't ask that, if that's a problem.
They never thunk of asking him, or SOS.
Well, I don't know. You know, if there's a big turnout this election, I guess we can't say SOS. I guess we can say it got people interested.
What are we voting for this election that will
every
grab
state,
people?
Every statewide office senator. Oh, I think there'll be a bigger turnout. And the election turnout we had for the legalization of marijuana and abortion,
but
that certainly turned people
but if
out.
If flock cameras aren't on the ballot, that's not going to necessarily bring people to vote. So how can you correlate, you know, the apathy?
No, I'm talking
with
about
apathy of going up to City Hall about flock cameras.
Well, no, I don't think people have apathy about going up to City Hall about flock cameras, because for the first time in a long time, we had standing room only last week. I'm saying, though, that if we see a bigger turnout this fall, I guess we have to say that people don't feel that they're getting the same old stuff.
Well, anybody listening to this podcast, go to the Monday night, 6:30, right?
Yes.
Monday night, 6:30. And if anyone, let's say in the first 20 minutes, has not asked the chief of police, why are there concentrations of flock cameras here, fewer to none there? Why? And if in the first 15, 20 minutes, somebody from the citizenry doesn't ask that question, will you ask that question, Scott?
Well, there'll be a panel there Monday. I'm sure we'll ask that question.
A panel ask the question?
No, there's going to be a panel to answer a lot of these questions Monday instead of council trying to answer them. So these will be the authorities, so those would be the people to ask.
As I said, if somebody in the first 10, 15 minutes doesn't ask the chief why the concentration's here, not there, etc., if they don't, will you ask the chief why are there a concentration of cameras here, fewer to none there?
I will ask the chief after the meeting in an interview. Yes.
After the meeting or during the meeting?
No, I would do it after the meeting, and then I would play it back here.
Oh, come on. You've got to get it on the internal cameras of city council. Come on, go on the record.
Well, I'm going to... have a microphone in front of his face. Why? I think more people would hear it that way than just the however many
but
people in the room.
But they've got to see you ask the question.
They do?
See you and see how he reacts right then and there.
Well, I think we've already telegraphed it, haven't we? You think he doesn't listen?
What's listening have to do with you asking him a question during the meeting?
I've said this before, that we agreed years ago, as the media, the Marion Star as it were at that time, that we would not ask questions during the meeting if the officials made themselves available after the meeting, which they do.
See, that's cowardly.
Okay.
That is cowardly on behalf of those people you're doing an interview with. They can't answer a question like that in front of the citizens. They do it one-on-one with you?
Well, no, I think that...
Come on.
They don't know that that's being...
That's cowardly.
Well, what? I said, why is that cowardly?
That's cowardly because why can't they... You know, do you think the president or anybody else, when the national press gets together... Oh, after this press conference, yeah, come on out in the hallway. We'll do it one-on-one. No.
I think anybody...
Put them in the hot seat. They're the ones that wanted the jobs that they have, and yet they come up with so many excuses all the time as to why not to do something. Excuses. They come up with excuses. Solutions.
So you think I'd get a different
game?
You think I'd get a different answer if I asked them after the meeting without taping them?
Who cares? Ask them at the point where the discussion is, instead of after the fact.
But I don't understand that, but that's okay.
You don't understand? Well, that's, I guess, you know, you're not a true blue media.
Oh, probably.
Go after the story, Scott. Go after the story. Stand up, go to the lectern, or is it, yeah, it's a lectern. Go to the lectern, ask chief of police, why are there a concentration of cameras in this area that area?
Right, I guess I'm trying to figure out the point of why going up there during a meeting is any different than asking him taped after the meeting.
Yeah, it's after the fact.
Okay, so I'm trying to cause a scene?
Do what?
I don't... What, how,
Scott.
I want to see if anybody else understands
there. If you can't wrap your head around it, then what good are you?
I want to see if anybody else
tomorrow.
All right, we'll see if anybody else understands this. All right, 740-383-9944. 45 minutes past the hour here. Does anybody understand this? I thought this was a conversation about flock cameras. Maybe not. Maybe it's how you ask a question when you do it. But here we are, 740-383-9944. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, Scott, all these questions that you're saying no one asked, I'm going to claim membership into Terry's SOS Club because I have asked those questions. And what do I get? I get blank stares.
So they just don't answer.
Monday, since we're going to have this expert panel. Well, I mean, who was the first person to lay it on the city that we had more flock cameras or as many flock cameras as Columbus, the city of Columbus. I brought that up. I said, why do we have, it's not about surveillance. City of Columbus has 40 cameras. Why do we have like 34 or something like that? You know, and I asked, why does Marmot pay for these cameras, some of these cameras, if it's not about surveillance? And, you know, they just stare at you. So I have asked these questions. I will ask them again, and I will let them search them again. But please, I mean, I have tried to nail this down on, you know, I've not gone up there and said, I think you're running my license plate and you're watching me sleep and all this other stuff. I've not done that. I've asked questions. Why?
Well, I guess I just don't, I really don't recall that.
Well, who busted out that Marmot pays for some of them? I did.
Right, no, I think an accusation...
That's when I was asking how many we have and why. That's when I found out that Marmot has like 9 of them.
No,
and I was asking why we have as many as Columbus.
Right, and so poised to the chief as a question, why do we have as many of Columbus? He just stared at you.
It was Adkins that was there that night. He's the one that divulged that Marmot has 9 cameras. So, and those are not stationary cameras. Those cameras move. They can be moved around. So if it's not about surveillance, why do they have cameras that can be moved around?
All I'm saying, I would just think...
But I've asked these questions, Scott, and they just look at you.
Okay, if did you just stand there until they did something?
What, so I can get thrown out? What am I supposed to do?
Well, I don't think they're going to throw you out for standing there.
So just going forward, I should just stand there until someone answers. I will.
If it's a question...
Awkward silence linger. I'll do it.
And if they are not answering, I say, Chief, do you have an answer? I mean, this.
I will.
I mean, I don't. I think
what
happens sometimes is what I've said before. I think sometimes the question is asked, and somebody starts to answer, and then they don't finish, and somebody else comes in. Or the question is asked more as a statement, and somebody does walk away before they have a chance to answer, and I think they don't feel like they have to answer.
Well, we're not allowed to have signs, so I just had to change my thought on that, because I was going to take, like, a piece of paper with a question mark and just make a question mark and be like, that's a question, so could someone answer it? This isn't rhetorical. I would really actually like a question.
I mean, if somebody doesn't answer a question in real life and just gave you silence, wouldn't you say, Chief, do you have an answer?
They've just stared at me for years not answering questions. I mean, I'm used to it by now. You act like you aren't there when this stuff happens. You're there, sir.
Where
are you? Do you, like, astral project when I go talk or something?
No, I'm there, but what I normally see is, as I've said with a lot of people, is the question is asked, and then when the person starts to respond, there's more talking, and they don't really get the chance to respond, or the question is more in as a statement. It's more of, this is what's going on, and then people walk away from the podium, and I think, well, did anybody want an answer?
Okay, so I will linger, and do you think I should work on, like, the intonation in my voice? Do you think I should work on the intonation in my voice?
No, I'm just saying, if the question is, Chief, why do we have so many cameras in Marion, Ohio? And he sits, and you're standing there, and he sits and stares at you for 7 seconds and doesn't move. In 7 seconds, say, Chief, do you have an answer? And he's going to have to answer that, yes or no. I don't think he's going to sit there with a blank stare.
Oh, man. You really haven't been to any of these meetings, have you?
If that happens Monday...
Straight ahead, Mark Russell told me to go look up the law myself. I've been yelled at. I've been blank stared. I've been...
But this is not...
I've been told to sit down. I mean, and as the forms of not answering the questions. So, I mean, they've came up with every form possible. Scolding, ignoring, name-calling... Gabbling, they've done everything they can not to answer the question.
Well, now that's a response. I'm not saying it's the proper response, but that is a response. I'm just saying, if you ask these Monday night in that way, I would almost bet you're going to get an answer.
Okay.
Why are they having a...
They will have had a long time to prepare an answer now, but that's fine. Prepare one, because we want one.
Canned
or not.
Well, I don't know what to do about that. I mean, it was brought up here, right? And I'm not sure...
Do you think that's do you think it's unusual or at least questionable that we have as many cameras as Columbus, the city of Columbus?
Yeah, I think that's a valid question. Why do we?
Well, I've asked it before. I've never asked it of the official SWAT camera panel. So we'll find out. And then I would also like to know how $70,000 covers all of these cameras, but last year they cost $100,000.
There you go.
That's quite the discount.
Well, I would assume a panel's coming to answer questions.
Well, I don't know. They might just sit up there in their uniforms and tell us about how great they are. And it's really strange. I don't know. The situation yesterday in Waldo, that horrible hit skip where the man died,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking for the people. There's someone that actually said, for those of you out there that are against SWAT cameras, when something like this happens, you better never ask them to be used. SWAT cameras, they're asking human beings to help solve this right now. SWAT cameras are not playing a role in this whatsoever. And then they're trying to say that SWAT cameras caused the accident. I mean, as you said a little while ago, people don't know what they do. They do exactly. But boy, do they have a strong opinion one way or the other about it. And that's what I find concerning. Whether you're for them or against them, please at least take the time to know what they do.
Right, and I am not for or against these cameras.
But back to the Ring camera thing, and this is what people need to understand. Ring camera is in my private control until the police do something, me or Ring, serve a warrant, ask me, something like that, or I decide to turn it over. You know, and again, if a crime is being committed, then you should turn your Ring camera footage over. But in the meantime, my camera is not to catch murderers. My camera is to catch porch pirates. So if it happens to catch a murder, then I'm going to turn it over to the police. But in the meantime, you walking past my house are completely safe. I cannot reconstruct your entire month's movement from my Ring camera.
No, and by the way, because maybe I was doing something, I'd like to know what I was, if there is a time where you specifically addressed the police chief or somebody there and stood at the podium.
I don't know if I have the police chief, and I don't know if we're allowed now with the new rules that Ralph Smith is laying down, but you might have gotten me on that one, that I may have just asked counsel, expecting that maybe our city council or elected leaders would ask these questions.
Now that's
on our
different.
Behalf.
Well, now see, now that's different, because I would not ask counsel those questions because I don't think they know how they work.
Well, I agree with that. But shouldn't they then, as our elected officials, make themselves aware of how they work and ask these questions on our behalf?
Yes, I think they should. And I think they should make themselves more aware. And I think that is a valid question to ask of counsel. All I was saying earlier is, if there is such a concern, the people who helped put these cameras up, one of being Jay McDonald, is right there, sitting over in the box. And if these are the valid concerns, I've never heard anybody turn to him and say, Chief McDonald, why do we have so many cameras in Marion? Chief McDonald.
When Fox guy was here with the super tight pants, when he was here, it was Adkins that was there that night. McDonald was not there that night.
Well, I would definitely ask McDonald, because I don't know what part Adkins played in the placement of these things.
If we don't get answers next Monday, I'll do the in-space question asking. I'll do the hard part. But this is what I'm going to ask of you, and see if I raise my voice so you know it's a question. Scott, could you please, possibly, if we don't get the answers next Monday, send an email on behalf of the citizens of Marion who are dying to know, asking these questions of the chief of police or the sheriff. Could you do that for us, please? Did that sound like a question?
Listen, I have no problem asking the chief something. I mean,
but I'm just saying, if I can't get to the answers in person, you think maybe you could send them an email and ask these questions? Maybe they'll answer them in email, but they don't want to answer them in person.
Well, I'll give you an example. Maybe this is what is flowing through my mind this week. Okay, do you remember the meeting we had, a month and a half ago, where, and I don't remember how
these
it even...
These things sound like meetings. It's funny. It sounds like we're going for, some type of support when really we need support when we leave.
I think it was Aaron Rollins who brought up, and if I'm wrong about this, somebody will correct me, but I think it was Aaron Rollins brought up the fact that the fire department had reduced services because they didn't have the staffing, and that the police department had reduced services because they didn't have staffing. Or not services, but they're not at the staff they need to be.
Right.
Okay. Now, during the meeting, that was brought up, and that's fine. But after the meeting, with no preparation, I walked over to both Chief Deem and Chief McDonald. They both gave me an interview. They both told me what the situation was. So that's how it works. I mean, they didn't run away.
No, and I don't think that Deem or McDonald would, because they're both long time and experienced. I mean, look, McDonald does the FOP stuff. He's the state president. So to say that he has a media acumen, I think would be fair. You know, I think he has a...
Well, I would hope he's the head of the FOP in Ohio.
Exactly. So for him to be able to... I'm not discounting what he said, but for him to be able to rattle up a statement, that would be something I would hope and expect that he could do.
Right, and again, what...
But Dean just told you the truth. I'm not saying McDonald didn't, but, you know, he's a polished politician, for lack of a better term, and, they can rattle off.
No, and just for technical purposes, it is difficult if you're doing... And they said what they said during the meeting, but I was able to walk over and put a microphone, you know, a foot from their mouth and get an answer.
I like your after-meeting interviews, because I think they catch everybody in the moment that the emotion is real, and they just experienced it, and the seasoned and polished ones don't get a chance to collect their thoughts and put together a prepared statement. And I like the after the fact.
Right, and one of the other problems I have realized with going to the podium, because I have done it on occasion when there was an issue, you can't carry the microphone with you, and those people are not mic'd up, and they are not that close to you. Even if
carry the mic with you.
Well, I mean, I could, but again, I'm standing then behind a lectern. The mayor's 4 feet from me. The police chief's 6 feet from me.
I'm really short, Spears, so I can squat down in front of the podium and just do the microphone. Nobody will even see me, and I'll just point it.
Put it right in their face?
Whoever's talking. I mean, I can scurry around on the floor and just get the microphones, and we'll get the candids, I'm telling you. Maybe a little GoPro so everybody can see it live or something.
Well, I will tell you that Monday night, and I would hope somebody would ask these questions since we're going to have
a panel
there. But if, and I'm sitting right, that's one of the reasons I sit in the front row, is so we can pick up what
we
can pick up.
I thought it was because your legs were long and those seats are small.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm fine in any. Matter of fact, we used to sit back in the third row, but it's much like getting the Marian Star to get a picture. You know, she sits at certain parts of the room to get the picture that she needs to get. But
I really think it's just because your legs are long.
But well, I'll go with that. But
you're trying to be polite since I'm volunteering to scurry around in the floor and no one will see me.
No, listen, I've been to the palace. I've sat in those seats. They're much smaller than city council.
But my mother-in-law, totally off topic, my car is being worked on. I'm driving her car. It's a Toyota 2008. And I'm 5'3", and I'm a very small person, and I can feel like I barely fit in the thing. So, yeah, it's got to be a small car, if not me. On that note, it's break time, I think.
Well, we're not quite there yet. Amazingly, we're not on top of it yet.
What? Oh, okay, so I'm going to ask the questions in person, and you're going to send the follow-up email the next day if they skirt our questions.
Well, I would ask the chief to come on the next day if the questions were not answered efficiently, I guess.
I wanted to say that I think putting the call out on your program definitely helped. There were a lot of people there that messaged me afterwards that I had never met, and they had listened to your show. And I'm telling you, we need to take up a GoFundMe for your bandwidth or whatever the heck it is they do on the internet, because you crashed twice while I was listening to you this morning.
There you go. Maybe they want the blippy tickets. Maybe it's the blippy tickets.
That's what it is. It really is. But people show up Monday like we did last Monday. You don't have to talk. Just be there. I think our presence is a statement also, even if you don't say anything.
Oh, I think the more people show up, the better it is for democracy. There you go.
And look at you, promoting democracy through your show.
There we go. Now the break is here. So we'll be back right after this break.
Scott.
Don't go anywhere.
Final question I have for you, Helen, is probably the question I've been asked the most since I did the interview with you back in